Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Beautiful people, welcome to this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, folks. It is November 4th, 2020, and it is the day after Election Day here in our great nation known as these United States of America. And I must say, I am very tired, very exhausted because if you're like me, you stayed up pretty late into the night last night, glued to your television, awaiting the outcomes and the final voting calculations of various states around our great nation. And, you know, I thought there was at one point, you know, I thought that we were going to get a final result as to who was going to be named the president of the United States for the next 4 years. Of course, it's a battle between Donald Trump and, of course, his VP and Michael Pence. Donald Trump has been our president for the last 4 years here in our nation, and he is going against Joe Biden, the former VP under Barack Obama. And on his VP ticket, of course, is Kamala Harris. So the result didn't come down last night. And I sat on my couch. I kid you not. I sat on my couch until about 5 a.m. I was going to throw in a towel early. You know, probably early for me is like, you know, 2:30, 3 a.m. I'm always up late anyway. But, you know, the reason why I stayed up and I kept pushing the time was because I know that, you know, President Donald Trump, you know, he had announced that he was going to speak, and, you know, they kept saying this, and he wouldn't come out, but I kept staying up and staying up. Then eventually, I just dozed off. I missed him addressing the nation. Then I wake up at 5, and I'm like, well, hold on. So I fell asleep for about probably like 30 minutes, and during that time span, that's when he spoke, and I woke up like, oh, my gosh, I missed it. And then they're still, you know, props to every journalist out there, including our outstanding WKAR news team. Props to every journalist out there that was out there covering, you know, the election. You know, I'm not just talking about the presidential election, but you know, everybody out there covering local elections, you know, everybody at our local stations, you know, my former employer at WLNS TV6, you know, WILX TV10. You know, just all of our outlets here, man. The Lansing State Journal, the Detroit Free Press, the Detroit News. You guys do such an amazing, amazing job. You know, just from one journalist to another. You know, I may cover sports, but you know, I have a respect for news journalists out there because look, that's how I started. You got to start off in this game in news, and I knew pretty quickly when I was in college interning at various places. I interned at 8 different stations out there, and I knew pretty quickly I did not want to cover news. I knew I wanted to pivot to sports. I always knew I wanted to do sports, but that just confirmed it doing those internships. But you know, there is a certain level of respect because, you know, covering news, that's the foundation of any journalist out there. And you guys, you know, when it comes to election day, the hours that you have to put in is pretty incredible. I mean, I know many journalists here locally that didn't get any sleep, probably like an hour, maybe 2 hours due to the elections and covering all of the results and trying to keep the public informed. You guys are awesome. And I woke up, though. I woke up and I saw the same faces that I had seen, you know, right when I passed out, you know, for those 30 minutes. You know, I'm watching, I was watching, you know, so many different outlets out there. But all of these stations, all of these anchors and reporters staying up this entire time. Oh, boy, it's a grind. And you guys are still at it today because, again, we don't know, you know, the outcome yet. There are still so many votes to be counted, and I know it's just adding, further adding to the anxiety that is Election Day. Look, because I had some of it yesterday as well. I'm watching it like, oh, my goodness, can we just please get a result here so we can just move on with our lives? Please let us know, let us know, let us know. And nothing. And, you know, so and big shout out to everybody out there who did vote, because I stress this so much. You know, we have done some pretty heavy shows on WKAR's current sports. And especially this year has just hit us so hard in so many different ways, you know, from, you know, starting with the death of Kobe Bean Bryant, and then to the coronavirus pandemic, and then to the killings that have led the killings of black males and females that have led to the protest and civil unrest in our society today, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. And now, you know, it's an election year. So that just adds so much anxiety and so your thoughts and emotions are everywhere. And, you know, we have tackled some very tough shows here on Current Sports throughout this year. And, I say that to say that when we have had conversations about what's going on in our nation, especially, you know, politically, I've always stressed, especially to my beautiful black brothers and sisters out there, that if you want change, you must. It is a must. It's not an option. It's a must. It's your obligation to go out there and hit the polls and vote. And looking at the numbers here in Michigan and looking at the voter turnout, especially for African Americans, I mean, we're hitting record numbers this year. You know, I thought that, you know, we had a huge turnout when we were voting for our fellow black man, Barack Obama, back in 08. And that was actually my first time I was able to vote. I had just turned 18, freshman year of college, and I'll never forget that excitement, you know, going to the polls, voting for Barack Obama and seeing him win. And we all went crazy in the dorm rooms and ran outside of Acres Hall and Hubbard Hall on campus. And everybody's just shouting and hollering. And it was amazing. But, you know, I thought we had a big voter turnout then. But now, I mean, we're seeing record numbers. I think in Michigan, we're seeing like a record of 5.1 million people voting in this state. And it's so important because it's coming down to some key states, and Michigan is one of them, folks. That's right. Many of you out there voted early. No matter how you voted, thank you. But there are still so many votes left to be counted, and Michigan is a key state that is going to have a major hand in deciding who wins this election. So props to everybody out there who voted, who use their voice and hit the polls, especially my black brothers and sisters. You guys showed up. I saw a few of you out there when I was voting at my local precinct yesterday, and it just brought a lot of pride. And I can't lie, I got a little emotional, you know, when I saw just on my Instagram feed, just so many people that I know out there posting, you know, themselves with the I voted sticker or walking to the polls or just having some kind of post out there. Even, you know, my mother, you know, she posted her I voted sticker along with my stepfather. I mean, you know, I got a little emotional because this is such a major moment in our nation's history. And, you know, we have to go out there and let our voice be heard because, you know, look, people have literally bled and died to give me the right to vote. So, But yeah, so to help you kind of cope with that voting anxiety, election day anxiety, I should say, you guys, you know, we're going to talk some sports today. We'll have the Mel Tucker press conference from yesterday afternoon. We'll roll in a bit of that. Again, Spartan fans, that's the thing about sports. I don't care what political party, you know, you're affiliated with, whether you are a Republican or a Democrat. When it comes to sports, all of that goes out the window when you are a part of a respective fan base. Because, look, there are Republicans who are Spartan fans. There are Democrats who are Spartan fans. I don't know, members of the Green Party who are Spartan fans. I mean, it does not matter. Sports are what bring us together. So, Spartan Nation, I know you are still riding high off of that. And you will be for the next year. I mean, that's the thing. If you win that in-state rivalry championship game between Michigan and Michigan State, if you are Michigan or Michigan State, it gives the winning squad, the winning fan base, bragging rights for the entire next year. You know what I mean? The entire year, I should say, until the next matchup, I should say. So you guys deserve this, especially Michigan State fans, because we had dropped the ball, you know, the last two seasons. And now we're back on the saddle, and it feels good. And what we thought about Mel Tucker's team is kind of out the window now, right? The perception has changed, I should say. So you'll get a chance to hear from Mel Tucker in just a moment. I'm going to have a wrap on that Michigan and Michigan State combo. I got a few things I do want to touch upon, especially when looking forward to Michigan State's next matchup this upcoming Saturday afternoon. But that and so much more. If you would like to be a part of the show, pick up the phone and leave us a voicemail at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. In fact, here is my dear friend Ray, and our dear friend at Current Sports, Ray from Indiana, weighing in on the Michigan State and Michigan big game in which the Spartans came out on top this past Saturday.
How about them Spartans beating them bullies, huh? 25-point underdogs. Little Game Jimmy. That's what they call him now. Little Game Jimmy. 1-6 in the Big House. 1-3 against you, 0-3 against Ohio State. Who would have ever thought they'd have 7 turnovers and have none against the bullies and play the greatest game of their life? All them long passes burned them. Thank God they don't have defensive backs. Hopefully Indiana will expose them this week, too, and beat their butt. Hopefully a whole bunch of teams will beat them this year to humble Jim Harbaugh ragging on the Big Ten for not letting them play, that they were going to be a great team again. Their usual underachievers. I can't believe they keep this joker. They're going to give him an extension? They were going to give him an extension before this virus. It's crazy. God bless you. Bye.
So, again, let your voice be heard, just like my man Ray just did. All right, 517-355-WKAR. Leave us a voicemail there. Weigh in on social media. Leave us a comment at facebook.com/WKAR News or tweet us at WKAR News or at Al Martin WKAR. But here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, and let's roll along here, starting with some big news when it comes to Lansing School District sports. Athletes from Lansing Eastern, Lansing Everett, and Lansing Sexton all spent the fall as spectators as the high school sports seasons went on without them. But this winter, they will have the chance to suit up and play. As the Lansing School District revealed in a letter to parents yesterday that it will participate in winter sports. In a letter from District Athletics Coordinator Daniel Pham, the school district said recent data and increased guidance from the local health department has been encouraging, and it is confident it can reinstate sports programs. Winter sports will be implemented starting Monday, only at the high school level. The district said it will implement middle school sports programs early in 2021 if things go well with its high school teams. The Lansing School District didn't participate in any fall sports due to concerns for safety amid the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Now, it was the only school district in Greater Lansing, that didn't participate in sports at the high school level. So, winter sports is coming back at the high school level, and I know athletes at Eastern, Everett, and Sexton are so excited for that. So we'll have some boys high school basketball coming your way soon. Okay, also, speaking of high school sports, I do want to let you guys know what the schedule looks like when it comes to the matchups and dates and times for 11-player district semifinals and also 8-player regional semifinals involving high school football teams from this area. In D1, Holt is going to be at Grand Ledge. That's Region 1, District 2, 7 p.m. on Friday. In D2, Portage Central at East Lansing, 7 p.m. Friday, Region 1, District 2. Region 2, District 2. In Division 3, you've got Waverly at DeWitt and Fowlerville at Mason, both 7 p.m. on Friday. To Division 4, Region 1, District 1, Alma at Cadillac, 7 p.m. Friday. And in Region 3, District 1, Lake Fenton at Williamston, 7 p.m. Friday. To Division 5 football, let's see here, Region 2, District 2, you've got Portland at Grand Rapids West Catholic, 7 p.m. Friday. Region 3, District 1, South Haven at Lansing Catholic, 7 p.m. Friday. All these games, 7 p.m. Friday. Olivet at Kalamazoo United, 7 p.m. Friday. Region 4, District 1, Richmond at Corona. To Division 6 football, you've got Stockbridge at Jonesville. That's Region 3, District 2. To Division 7 football, Ravenna is going to be at Ithaca and North Muskegon at Pawama, Westphalia. Now, Ravenna at Ithaca, 7 p.m. Friday, but North Muskegon at P-Dub is going to be 1 p.m. on Saturday. Also in D7, Bath at Langsburg is 7 p.m. Friday as well. Division 8, you've got Holton at Fowler, Saranac at Carson City Crystal, and Dansville at Addison, all at 7 p.m. on Friday. And in 8-player football, Division 1, Merrill will be at Morris, and also Waldron will be at Portland St. Pat in 8-player football Division 2. So a lot of our local teams still alive and getting the postseason underway. Support them, root for them, and let's see who can bring home a possible state championship. All right, we've got some recruiting news for the Michigan State football team, seeing as though Javon Grigsby, a 3-star Louisiana safety in the 2021 recruiting class, he decommitted from Michigan State football last night. He announced his decision on Twitter saying, quote, MSU treated me and my family with the utmost respect. With that being said, I would like to reopen my commitment. I'm open to all schools. Thank you. Grigsby, who committed to Michigan State in September, he attends Scotlandville Magnet out in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The 5'10", 185-pound standout is rated as the number 52nd safety in the nation and number 20 player in Louisiana. That's according to the 247 Sports Composite Rankings. Now, Michigan State has 16 players committed in the 2021 class. To the Detroit Lions, we've got some Detroit Lions news as the Lions have placed linebacker Jared Davis on the reserve/COVID-19 list. Now, according to a statement released by the Lions, per the NFL and the NFL Players Association policy, a team is not permitted to comment on a player's medical status other than referring to roster status and whether the player is in quarantine or is positive for COVID-19. Now, it's unclear what Davis's status is for Sunday's road game against the Minnesota Vikings. Again, with Davis being on this list, we just don't know if he has, in fact, contracted the COVID-19 virus or if he's just there because he's come in contact with another athlete or another person. So we just don't know. Davis, first-round pick 3 years ago back in 2017, he has seen his role greatly diminished this year. He started the first two games and played a majority of the defensive snaps in those games. Since then, though, he has served as a rotational player and hasn't played more than 27% of the snaps in the past five games. So Davis, again, his role just slowly diminishing there. All right, more NFL news, seeing as though the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially activated Antonio Brown from the suspended list yesterday. Coach Bruce Arians said yesterday that Brown will have a role in Sunday night's game against the New Orleans Saints. That is going to be a major game. Can't wait for that. And I can't wait for Antonio Brown to be back on the football field just because he is so good, despite all of the stuff away from the football field. This is what Arians said. Quote, he'll have his role. It could be 10 plays. It could be 35 plays. I wouldn't anticipate 60 plays for sure, but we'll see how it goes. The Bucs signed Brown last week to a one-year deal for a base salary of $750,000 with incentives that could push the value of him to $2.5 million. I always say, does your talent outweigh the distraction? And even in the case of Antonio Brown, he's that good. It does. All right, and shout out to Patrick Mahomes. Arrowhead Stadium opened up as a polling place in Kansas City on Tuesday, thanks largely to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, superstar Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes and his foundation split the $100,000 bill needed to open up the stadium to voters, something that he didn't even think twice about. The $10,000 cost, according to Fox, $100,000 cost, according to Fox 4, that was split evenly between the Chiefs and Mahomes' foundation, 15, and the Mahomies. Arrowhead was one of several arenas and venues across the country to be converted into a polling site this year, along with the Staples Center out in L.A., Madison Square Garden in New York, Sophie Stadium, the Amway Center, and the Toyota Center, just to name a few. So that is absolutely awesome stuff. And look, Mahomes, the richest dude in the NFL. I mean, a bill of $100K, that is nothing. That's a drop in the bucket to him. All right, now I want to give a big shout out to a former mentor of mine in this business, the guy who I give really all the credit to in giving me my first start, dating back to my internship years for 3 years back during my college days, and then hiring me fresh out of college. But he is one of Lansing's longest serving sports broadcasters, and he has found a new home. He's staying right in the city. Uncle Freddie, Fred Heumann, who spent more than 16 years at WLNS-TV6 as its sports director before being let go by the station in October of last year. Well, he has been hired by WILX-TV. How about that? So he now joins its four-person sports staff there. His role is yet to be determined. Again, this reporting is coming from the Lansing State Journal here. So according to them, his role is yet to be determined. But Freddie said that he'll be doing anchoring, reporting, and also producing feature stories similar of his of human interest stories that were featured for WLNS. So the news was first tweeted by WILX sports director and former competitor Tim Stout yesterday afternoon. Stout said that he recommended Fred for their open sports position to GMs and you know, the news director there. But at the end of the day, it was, you know, it was their decision to bring Heumann aboard, and he fully supports it. So that is absolutely awesome stuff. I tell you, I have missed you know, seeing Uncle Freddie at press conferences and just chopping it up with them about the sporting world and arguing about how basketball is 10 times better than his old and boring sport of baseball. But that's my guy, man. Again, he is the guy that taught me everything that I know today, and that I learned, again, and I continue to learn so much from. And I give him so much credit to my career, just like so many young sports broadcasting, and young and old, not to date you, Freddie, but young and seasoned, I should say, sports journalists out there that he's mentored over the years. They give so much credit to him for the lessons that he has taught us and how he has continued to guide us. So good to see him back. I'm looking forward to seeing that first broadcast on WILX, and congratulations, Uncle Freddie. All right, so let's hit our first break. When I come back, I'm going to really kind of put a bow for at least this week's conversation on Michigan State topping Michigan, that quote-unquote improbable victory on Saturday afternoon at the Big House. So we're going to get to that, and you'll get a chance to hear from Mel Tucker in his press conference this week, and how Michigan State is now moving on and, you know, prepping for the next matchup come this weekend. Of that and so much more, let's hit this first break. Come right back. You are listening to the Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back, ladies and gents, boys and girls, to this Wednesday Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is November 4th, and you know, you just heard my thoughts at the top of the hour about the election day anxiety that a lot of us are feeling. I mean, it just feels heavy, doesn't it? It's just like you just want to know what the result is, so your mind can get settled in and acclimated to it, and you just want to move on, right? You just want to move on. Just want to know what the results are, so that you can just move on and keep it pushing. But you know, there's so much that has happened this year and continues to happen this year. I just hope you all are practicing self-care. You know, look, it's a beautiful day today. You know, I hope you get out and about, at least take a walk today. That helps tremendously. I know later on I'm going to probably hit the driving range and hit a few golf balls later on this afternoon before the sun says goodbye to us. And also, for those that care, we have some amazing, amazing students that have come through the current sports hub and are doing some incredible things. And one of our students, Omar Thabit, he was a production assistant with us, I want to say about a year and a half ago. And Omar is doing some amazing things, working in the education field down in Metro Detroit. And he's such a, you know, I just really loved having him on the show. And he's such a hard worker. He's one of those students that, you know, with the countless students that we work with, that I work with here at WKAR's Current Sports, you know, you meet a few that you just know they have it and they're going to do something special with their life. You know, their work ethic, their curiosity, their willingness to always go that extra mile. Anyway, Omar was one of those students. So in addition to being in the education field and impacting young minds, he also is kind of like a motivational speaker. And he's got his own platform called Motivate 313. It's awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. I mean, if you need some encouragement or need a kick in the rear end when it comes to accomplishing whatever you want to accomplish, you know, and going after those dreams and goals, I mean, this is the page for you. So it's called Motivate Me. I forgot to put the me in there. Motivate Me 313. That's the Instagram handle that you can look up and follow. And you can also look up and follow that same page at Facebook. Again, Motivate Me 313. But he's also having these debate nights as well. These debate nights that happen every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. So Omar hit me up, you know, over the weekend and said, "Hey, Al, you know, would you be available, you know, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. and hop on Zoom, and we're going to air it live online on our social media pages, because we want to have a debate night discussing which programs between U of M and MSU, between those two programs, which program have had the best recent success in basketball and football?" No brainer. Right? Tonight would be like a night off for me. And also, which school produces the better pro talent in basketball and football? So I will be going against a brother by the name of Rashid Mahdi. And again, that will take place tonight at 8 p.m. This will be easy. I was like, you know, I'm going to tell Omar when he logs me in that, "Look, man, this is a night off for me. Debate? Really? I mean, come on." So if you want to see me just absolutely tear this conversation anew and tell you why Michigan State is clearly the more superior school when it comes to football and basketball success, tune in tonight at 8 p.m. at MotivateMe313 on Instagram or Facebook. All right. I do want to make this comment here. Michigan State, before we roll in Mel Tucker's press conference, Michigan State is actually an underdog. And despite, being a heavy underdog against Michigan and pulling out that 3-point victory, that 27-24 win against the Wolverines in the Big House on Saturday, Michigan State now hits the road to play Iowa this weekend. And Michigan State right now is an underdog, a 7-point underdog. And that's when it comes to multiple Las Vegas sites, Pinnacle, Betmania, Skybook, BetRegal. And this is, Michigan State beating a team, in which they were favored. Michigan was favored by 24 points in that game, and Michigan State wins. You would think playing an Iowa team that is entering this game against Michigan State 0-2, having lost to Purdue and Northwestern. Now, when you look at those losses against Purdue and Northwestern, they have been very close losses. I mean, a combined 5 points. But still, Michigan State just beat Michigan. Everybody was on the Michigan bandwagon prior to Michigan State beating them. You would think Michigan State would have the upper hand here. Uh-uh, that's not the case. So that's very interesting. And this is, the first time that the Spartans will travel to Kinnick Stadium since 2013. And that was a game that it's been that long. That was a game that Michigan State won 26-14 back in the day. So Mark D'Antonio, just for some history here, Mark D'Antonio, he ended his career 5-4 against Iowa. And now we'll see, what Mel Tucker will do this weekend. But I'll tell you this, man. First off, just some final thoughts on Michigan State topping Michigan. We aired an encore presentation of the show yesterday because of Election Day. So we aired an encore presentation of Monday's show, in which I had, that raw, still riding high reaction about the Spartans topping the Wolverines. And there were a few things I wanted to bring up as well. Number one, I didn't bring up this, but for those that watched or listened to the post-game press conference, when it comes to the players, you guys know that Joe Milton, quarterback of the Michigan Wolverines, he was just kind of disrespectful, if you ask me, when it comes to Antoine Simmons, who played a remarkable game, one of the leaders of this squad. Joe Milton was a little disrespectful to Antoine Simmons, because after the game, Antoine Simmons, I should say Joe Milton. Joe Milton was asked about, the play of Antoine Simmons and about, Antoine's impact on the game. And Joe Milton, starting quarterback for Michigan, stared at that Zoom call and said, "Who's that? Who's that?" I mean, look, Antoine Simmons led the team, finishing with 11 tackles, 0.5 tackles for loss, 2 pass breakups. One of those pass breakups saved a touchdown, getting his fingertips on the ball in the end zone. Milton, though, he didn't seem to care or notice. Don't buy that crap. He was just salty and trying to poke the bear and trying to add more fuel to the fire, which I don't know why you want. Why would you give? This is what, and again, these are young men with a lot of pride, with a lot of testosterone, with a lot of ego. And anytime you lose to your rival, a rival that you hate, and there is animosity there, you aren't necessarily thinking with your head, you're thinking with your emotion. And Joe Milton was thinking with totally his emotion here. Hindsight is 20/20, though. I mean, why would you want to add more fuel to the fire and give, Michigan State more oomph the following year to go out there and try and kick your tail in yet again? But he did it. because he went on to say, again, who's that? And then he didn't care or notice Antoine Simmons because he added to that, quote, I mean, I wasn't really worried about him. He's a heck of a player, but he wasn't really on my radar. So, yeah, there's some contradiction there, too, because he says, who's that? But then he says he's a heck of a player. So, you know who Antoine Simmons is. I mean, come on, man. And this game was so personal for Antoine Simmons because, you know, Simmons attended high school at Ann Arbor Pioneer, which is just a hop and a skip literally from Michigan Stadium. So Simmons, when asked about it, I mean, he just laughed, you know, watched him laugh. And he just said, look, it doesn't matter. Paulie B is back with us. I don't know what those guys do over there, but we study our opponent. So I don't care if I'm on Joe Milton's radar or not. He's just a quarterback who plays here at Michigan. I'm not worried about what he's thinking. So that's the way you respond to some garbage like that. But I love it because, you know, one, this is what the rivalry is all about. It's not all going to be peaches and cream, and you're not going to hear coach speak left and right or players speak left and right for that matter anyway. And that's what kind of makes it fun. Some people would argue and say, well, look, this rivalry is too ugly. Well, look, man, what a rivalry is supposed to be nice? You know what I mean? I mean, come on. Come on, dude. You know, you guys know I'm a diehard Michael Jordan fan, and, you know, we held, you know, every week for those 10 episodes, like the following Monday, you know, we held those Last Dance specials when the Last Dance aired on ESPN and came out week after week. And those who watched that documentary, which was one of the most viewed documentaries in the history of sports documentaries, period, or documentaries, period, is now on Netflix. You guys saw the competitiveness of Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest athlete ever, and all the trash he would talk, you know, because it does something to you. It motivates you. It ups the ante a bit. You know, sports aren't always nice, especially when you're talking about rivalries. So I had no problem with what Joe Milton had to say. You know, I like it. You know, keep the hate going. But at the same time, you know your place with the hate as well. I mean, Antoine Simmons was amazing in that game. You know, give props where props are due. Still keep it ugly. That's just how I am, man. Still keep it ugly, but do it in a way that doesn't totally disrespect the other teams. One of the best players on the other side. So, but am I flipping out about this? No, I'm not. You know, some people are up in arms about it. Oh my gosh, Joe Milton, come on, man. You know, be more respectable than that, buddy. You just lost. I mean, why would you want to add more fuel to this already burning fire? You know, Jim Harbaugh, I mean, he's only won one game against Michigan State and Ohio State at the Big House. Why are you going to go ahead and do this, man? Come on. That's all I've heard. And I have no problem with it, man. This is a young man who is trying to beat his rival. You know, some things are going to slip out the mouth that aren't totally, you know, your typical black and white post-game press conference quotes. Okay? And I have no problem with that. If anything, this is good for Michigan State because this just, you know, when Antoine Simmons, when he chucks the deuces, you know, he'll tell his troops that, hey, don't forget about what Joe Milton said last year. Go out there and give them the business just like we did in 2020. So I love it, man. I love it. And as far as Michigan State being the underdog, look, against Iowa, look, you know, this it's so unpredictable. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan State lost this weekend. Not going to lie. You know, because you know, records go out the window when you play your rival. And, you know, now we'll get to see how consistently great this team could be this season. You know, that's fine and dandy. You did it against Michigan. You always, you know, you want to get up against your rival. I was about to say you always get up against your rival. Most of the time you do, I should say. You know, but now you know, you got a game in which you should win. You're playing an 0-2 Iowa team that wants to get out the doghouse, that wants to win that first game. You know, can you be consistent? Can Rocky Lombardi continue his amazing start to his tenure as the starting quarterback of this team? You know, right now he is second in the Big Ten in passing yards with 642, just behind Purdue's Aiden O'Connell's 653 yards. His arm has looked good. You know, can you continue to take care of the football? You know, 7 turnovers, make it harder to win. That's what I said against Rutgers, folks. Again, that loss against Rutgers was not as bad as it seems if you take away the turnovers. If you turn the ball over, 7 turnovers, I had to, the quote on Monday, I don't care if you're playing East Lansing High School, Michigan State. If you turn the ball over 7 times, you may lose that game. All right. And also, can these young pups continue to play outstanding? I mean, Ricky White, the true freshie wide receiver, shredding the Wolverine defense for nearly 200 yards. Can he keep that up and continue to prove that, he is a factor? Freshman center Nick Samick, he got to start on Saturday with Matt Allen being out. He played a solid game. That offensive line as a whole played a solid game. But also freshman running back Jordan Simmons, the leading rusher for the Spartans through 2 weeks with 98 yards. Can he continue to have a great output? The defense on the rise. We're getting some great production there. Can Antoine Simmons continue to lead his troops and limit big plays from the opposition? So, Mel Tucker, I think already he has surpassed many people's expectations with that win over Michigan this past weekend. We'll see if it continues. And speaking of Mel Tucker, we'll hit our final break right now. And when we come back, you'll get a chance to hear from the head coach of the Michigan State football team in Mel Tucker. You are listening to the Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And right now, I want to roll in yesterday's press conference, weekly press conference from head coach of the Michigan State football team, Mel Tucker. Here's what Mel had to say again, putting a bow on what occurred last weekend against Michigan. That's all said and done now. And now you look forward to hitting the road and playing Iowa. Here's Coach Mel Tucker.
I'm very proud of how our guys played. On Saturday, it was a big win for us and for all of our Spartan fans. Thank you for the tremendous amount of support that you showed our team after we brought the Paul Bunyan Trophy back to East Lansing where it belongs. But as you know, this week, like every week, is about looking forward. We're building on our process, our culture, and we must continue to play tough, hard-nosed football. Play smart and be physical versus Iowa. So with that, I'll open up for questions.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Our first question goes to Chris Salar, the Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Mel. Obviously, the 24-hour rule after a game like that is sometimes a little bit difficult to wrangle. How have you been able to kind of keep guys focused on moving ahead, and how much did having a Sunday practice maybe help get them on that path right away?
Yes, our players knew what our schedule would be for this week. Before we went to Ann Arbor, so they knew what to expect, and our process is about turning the page. We talk about then, now, and next, all the time. And so our players know that, we've got a 24-hour rule, and then we move on to what's next. And what we do next is based upon, what we did in the game, things that we have to correct and things that we need to build upon. And then working out on Sunday, was part of our plan. Our guys did a great job with that, with our stretch and stride, lifting, yoga, and then also corrections, and then turning the page towards Iowa. So I feel very good about our process. We knew that Tuesday would be a day off, and so we adjusted our schedule to accommodate that.
As a follow to that, as a coach, I know you preached since you got here the neutral thinking idea. Is this one a little different? I mean, the circumstances with the fact that this is your first win, that this is over Michigan and all of that. How have you managed to stay grounded through it?
No, it doesn't change. I mean, we have to move on to the next opponent. You know, I've been in rivalry games before, won rivalry games. And so, you know, they're major accomplishments and they're important, certainly, for everyone that's involved, the current players, our former players, our fans, our alumni. But, you know, at some point, you know, you have to move on to what's next. And so, you know, as the head football coach, you know, I have to set the tone and how we do that. And so, you know, that's what we do. It's not an issue.
Next question will go to Stoney with 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit.
Coach, two questions. Number one, if Trey Mosley doesn't get hurt, does Ricky White have that moment? And question number two, with Matt Allen not playing at center, did you expect your offensive line to just basically kick their butt? You dominated them physically through the offensive line.
That's a great question. I really try to not to go into the hypotheticals, but I do know that Ricky is capable and he's ready to play, and he's made plays in practice, and we're not hesitant to put him in the game as a starter or as a rotational guy.
And as far as the offensive line.
Yeah, with the offensive line, you know, Nick has played before. He's shown in practice that he can get the job done, and so we were very confident that he can go in there and give a very strong effort, and along with the rest of our offensive line, Coach Kapp is an outstanding offensive line coach, run game coordinator, and he. He, you know, he breathes confidence into those guys, really preaches technique and fundamentals. They've really bought into what he teaches from a technique standpoint and just an attitude and how we need to play up front. And we really wanted to make some improvements in our run game from week one to week two, and we were able to do that to some degree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question goes to Rico Cooney with Spartan Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach. I got a two-parter here. First of all, can you talk a little bit about just Connor Hayward and him opting back into the program and what he's meant in and out of the locker room? And then also, could you speak to Iowa and just kind of what problems they bring to the table?
Yeah, well, Connor Hayward has done an outstanding job since he's been back with us. He's a versatile athlete. You know, he's a smart young man. He's got very high football IQ, so he can do lots of different things for us. You know, running the ball, he's a receiving threat out of the backfield, and also he's very productive in pass protection, which is very important at the running back position, and so. He's done what we've asked him to do. He's worked really hard. He's been a very good teammate and been unselfish, and he's very coachable. So he's certainly on the right track, and we're looking for him to continue to improve just like the rest of the guys. In terms of Iowa, you know, obviously Kirk Ferentz is a longest tenured coach in the Big Ten. I've known Coach Ferentz for a very long time. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He is a great football coach, and he has a great staff, and they always have very good continuity on their staff. Iowa is a very tough place to play.
All right. Again, you just heard from the head coach of the Michigan State football team, Mel Tucker, as the Spartans now put to bed the Michigan win from last weekend and now look forward to playing Iowa on the road. Folks, we are out of time now. We'll see you on the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I want you all, again, we're all feeling it, all feeling a bit heavy today, a bit anxious today. Again, let loose from the election day anxiety a bit. Go out. It's going to be, you know, near 70 degrees today and sunny. Get out and at least take a walk. Take a walk. Get away from it all right? And we'll see you on the Thursday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.